Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make moves. I was wondering if I could take you out a good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
Let me slow it down and say it again.
770-732-0244. That's the number. Give her a call and touch base with her. If you have an IRS problem or if you have an accounting problem, you can't keep your books straight in your work or even your personal books, she'll help you with that. Thank you guys for listening to the show, those that are listening via internet, those that are on my show page right now via internet. If you're on my show page, look towards the middle of the show page, you'll see a link there that says follow the show. Or you'll see an icon there that says follow the show. Click on that icon. You can set that up as an email alert or a text alert to your come to your mobile device, and it will alert you about a half hour before the show starts. And you'll get my show notes and things like that to let you know that I do have an episode scheduled, an episode coming up at 6:30, so you won't miss not one of my episodes if you don't want to. Okay? And then those that are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. I really do appreciate it. You add to my numbers. You mean that much more to me. And you guys just don't understand. If you did, we'd run. Now, I promote the show on Twitter. If you do have a Twitter account, you can follow me on Twitter at 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. Follow me on Twitter. You get alerts about, you'll know when I send out messages on Twitter about the show and some of my show notes. Also, if you're on Facebook, if you have a Facebook account, go into your Facebook account, look at the top of the page, and search, type my name in, search for Franklin Williams. I should come up there, click on me, send me a friend request. I'll confirm you as a friend, and that way, whenever I post my show, you'll get a post on Facebook saying that Frank's got a show, yada, 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 my show notes, and this and that. So, you know, there are a lot of different ways to stay connected with the show. And again, I appreciate it. Calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, tonight's episode, something that I wanted to talk about. And thank you guys for a great show on last night. We had a tremendous listener audience last night. Thank you guys for listening in. That was a great show. We talked about why can't adults follow instructions at graduations and ceremonies. Excuse me. And that was a great show because I had just attended my youngest daughter's graduation, and it was tough. Okay, it was tough sitting there and going through that. When people are instructed, even before the ceremony begins, that, you know, not to do certain things, you know, and yet and still, people act like they don't hear it and things happen and people do things. So that was a great show last night. Like I said, I appreciate you guys for listening to the show. Now, today's episode is why do women put words in our mouths? And when I say in our mouths, I mean guys' mouths. Why do our women, or why do any woman, put words in our mouths? They think that they, what I'm doing here is, I'm attempting to get the answer to the question of why women try to read our minds. You know, why do women try to read our minds, or why do women try to put words in our mouths? And they interrupt you and say what they think you're getting ready to say before you say it. You know, y'all with me? They jump into your communication. In the middle of your communication, they jump into it and they say what they think you're getting ready to say. Isn't that wild? And it's just my opinion on the subject now. You know, I'd love to hear from you guys in the audience to call into the show and tell me what do you think about this situation. And remember, when you call into the show at 818-301-5834, when you call into the show, my phone screen is going to ask you if you just want to listen to the show or if you want to talk to the host. If you want to talk to the host, if you want to give your opinion, you must press the appropriate button to get in to me. Okay? And I'll see you on my switchboard and I'll get you up on the show and you can give your opinion on the air. All right? Why do women put words in our mouths? Now, my opinion, like I said, I'm just giving my opinion. My opinion of this is that, like I said, I believe they think that they can read our minds and they know exactly what we're trying to say. Even before we say it, like I said, we can be talking to her, that significant other or whatever. Or you can be talking to someone else and she's there. And you're talking and talking and talking, and then all of a sudden she breaks in, like, you know, she busts in the middle of your conversation. You know, it's like you're there, you know, in bed with a woman, and then all of a sudden, bam, somebody busts in the bedroom or busts in the room. Or knock on the car window, whatever going on, you know, at the wrong time. And women do that. They break into your conversation and say, blah, yada, 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 but all they're saying is, hey, this is what you mean. I can't wait for you to say it, so I'm going to say it for you. I'm just getting restless over here. You know, you're telling the story, but I can't stand the way you tell the story. I can't wait for you to get your story on. I got to break in and tell you what you're trying to say. Because I know exactly what you're trying to say. You just need a little help. Saying it. And I don't need help saying it. I didn't need help saying the part before that. Why do I need help saying the end of it? You know, they try to read your mind and you know exactly what you're thinking. Women try to do that. You know, women ride so far and so hard and so high on these emotions that their emotions take over and they try to tell you what you think. Because they're emotional, they're all into it. They're like, oh, come on, get it out, dog. And you know, And you said, Mac, you know, you're being cool, you know, you're telling the story, you got, you know, it's how it's got to be. But they can't stand it. They got to break in there, and they got to tell you how it is. Or this how it's supposed to be, but that is, you know, that blows my mind. And it happens to me a lot. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. It happens to me a lot. I don't like that, you know, that it happens to me a lot. But it happens to me a lot. And, you know, I just try to go with the flow, you know, and try to get it done. But I have to say sometimes, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I have to say sometimes, hey, I'm telling this story. Let me finish. It's not your story. Or it's not what you think, it's what I think. I'm talking here. You'll get your turn to talk. You'll get your chance to talk. And that's the way women do you, man. I know it. You know, some of y'all can't see it, but I can see it. See? Some of y'all can't see it, but I can see it. This is my show. I can say what I want to on my show. And you might not be able to say it to your woman, but if your woman listening, she know. She know that's how she do it. You know what I'm saying? She know that's how she do it. And it's just something to behold. The next time that you guys are in a situation like that, just tell her, honey, hang on. You know, I got this. Don't blow me up like that. I got this. You know, and that should be in the story. But, you know, 8 times out of 10, it's not in the story. 8 times out of 10, it happens again. Then you know what? It happens again. Then you know what? It happens again. Women are creatures that, you know, they'll keep doing the same thing over and over again. And you know what that means. But I always, you know, I always try to say, well, my wife not like that. Or my girl not like that. And I'm not out there on anybody or anything like that. It's just, I don't know. It's just it's a matter of fact. I'm sorry. But it is. It's a matter of fact. And, you know, it's hard to work things out and do different things when somebody else has their mind right on top of you, right on top of yours, and they're telling you what you're trying to say. And sometimes I let it go on, then I'm like, nah. That ain't what I'm trying to say. And, you know, to start looking crazy. But it ain't that I'm trying to, you know, belittle anyone. It's just, hey, that's not what I'm trying to say. You know? You don't know what I'm trying to say. So stop trying to say what I'm trying to say. If you know what I'm trying to say. But that's it, guys. I mean, women are different animals. they'll, you know, you love them to death. And at the same time, you know, I don't know. They're just all over you sometimes. And like I say, you love them to death. And you want them to be, I want them to be right a lot of times. A lot of times, they just not right, you know? And you have to work it out. But guys, I tell you, you know, you can't just jump on somebody. You can't just jump on them. You have to be delicate with this type of situation. And I know from experience that you have to be delicate in these situations. So please be careful about how you handle the situation. You know, be careful about how you handle the situation, because it could backfire on you. How you know, according to the way you handle it. So, you know, I tell you, be careful. So if you don't, next thing you know, you go to bed that night and you got the back booty treatment. Yeah, I don't know what the back booty treatment is. You get in the bed and she turn over and she got her back and her booty right up to you. Like, you know anything going on. You know there ain't going on tonight, dog. Don't even try. Go and sleep. What you up for? Go and sleep. And that's just how it is, man. Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. Okay. Now, thank you guys for listening to the show tonight. We got a few minutes left in the show. One thing I wanted to express is all to my fellow classmates out there in Astro Land is that there's on Saturday, this Saturday, the 26th, there's going to be a video shoot at Astro Park on the campus of the high school, of Douglas High School up there. And there's a video shoot on Saturday at 10 o'clock. Jerome K is shooting a video, and he, like all of us, Astro alumni, class of 82, to be there with their black and gold on, if you want to be in the video. If you don't want to be in the video, then don't show up, or don't wear your black and gold, and don't be a part of it. And if you do just want to be a part of it and not wear your black and gold and not be in the video, then you can do that too. You can just show up and say, you know, I don't want to be in the video, you know, but I wanted to see my folks. I wanted to hang out a little bit. So do that, you know, if anything, do that. Just show up and hang out, what have you. But that should be fun. It'll be a lot of fun on Saturday. I myself, hopefully I'll be a part of that, but I'm not sure yet. I have a really, really busy schedule over this next 4 or 5 days. I mean, tomorrow I have many errands to run. Then I have a picnic to do on tomorrow afternoon. Then and join me tomorrow night too at 6:30 here on the show for some words of wisdom about maybe your kids and your kids getting out of school for the summer and summer break and some of the things you may want to do with your kids during the summer break. I'll tell you some things that I'm doing with my kids over the summer break, and maybe you want to incorporate some of that stuff in your area. I know there's a lot of different camps and things like that. They go on all over the Atlanta area. So you guys, maybe that's something that you want to sacrifice for. I know that right now in this type of economy, a lot of people don't have the money to send kids to camp. But you do have the money to maybe hit a club or do a night out with the girls, or do a night out with the guys, or do a night out with dinner. Cut that one or two nights, and you'll have the money right there to pay for your kid to attend summer camp. It's only a few weeks out of the year, but those few weeks seem to last the kids for the rest of the summer. I know they don't have camps like they used to have, but at least, they will have a chance to experience the camp and get to meet a few more people and grab a hold of more relationships and probably do some things that they wouldn't have done if they hadn't gone to camp. So listen in to the show tomorrow as I talk about some things to do with your kids over the summer break. And then on Friday is Free For All Friday. Anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever they want to talk about. Free For All Friday. All lines will be open, so call into the show. The call-in number again, guys, write this down. 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, one other thing. Then on Saturday, I'll be busy all day Saturday and all evening Saturday, because my oldest daughter is graduating from high school in Carrollton, so we have to be there by 8 o'clock on Saturday night and doing this and that, and then we're going to go to a little after party after that. Not for the high schoolers, but we're having a little after party after that down in Carrollton. And then on Sunday, I'm tailgating at the Braves game. I'm doing a live show from the Braves games on Sunday. And then Monday's Memorial Day. We will be on air live on Memorial Day, 6:30, same time. So let's get ready for that. So I have a busy few days going here. And I tell you, I am going to be busy. So thank you guys for listening to the show. We have about 2 minutes left, and I'm gonna go ahead and shut down and let you guys listen to a little music at the end of the show. But thank you guys for listening in tonight. I love you guys. Have a great, great evening. And I'll talk to you in about 23 and a half hours. Be safe, guys.